As you're working your way to 1 John chapter 5, I want to reread a portion of the scripture reading from earlier in the Gospel of John. Gospel of John chapter 1, verses 4 and 5. In him, speaking of Jesus, in him was life, and the life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. Life is in Jesus. That life is the light that we carry with us. The life in Christ, the light of the light, in the life of the light of Christ shines in darkness. And darkness will not overcome this light. So my question to you this morning is, do you have life in Christ? Do you have the light of Christ shining in you? 1 John is mainly about assurance. God's children know they have life in Christ. 1 John chapter 5, starting in verse 1, we're going to read through verse 12. This is the word of God. Everyone who believes that Jesus is the Christ has been born of God. And everyone who loves the Father loves whoever has been born of him. By this we know that we love the children of God, when we love God and obey his commandments. For this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments, and his commandments are not burdensome. For everyone who has been born of God overcomes the world. And this is the victory that has overcome the world, our faith. Who is it that overcomes the world except the one who believes that Jesus is the Son of God? This is he who came by blood, water and blood, Jesus Christ. Not by water only, but by the water and the blood. And the Spirit is the one who testifies, because the Spirit is truth. For there are three that testify, the Spirit and the water and the blood, and these three agree. If we receive the testimony of men, the testimony of God is greater. For this is the testimony of God that he has borne concerning his Son. Whoever believes in the Son of God has this testimony in himself. Whoever does not believe, God has made him a liar, because he has not believed in the testimony that God has borne concerning his Son. And this is the testimony, that God gave us eternal life, and this life is in his Son. Whoever has the Son has life. Whoever does not have the Son of God does not have life. I write these things to you who believe in the name of the Son of God, that you may know that you have eternal life. Let's pray together. Father, we come to you now. We come to your word, and we pray, Father, that you teach us in your word. Father, that your Holy Spirit now pours out upon us, Lord, and illuminates the truth. Father, take the truth of your word and seal it to our hearts. Father, I pray for you to do that and much more than we can even ask or believe that you do. In Jesus' name, amen. Last message. I preached out of 1 John. I've been in 1 John for, I guess, like over 2 years now. The last message back in October, in this passage, we looked at the three realities of Jesus. We looked at the reality of Jesus being the Christ, Jesus being the Son of God, and Jesus coming in the flesh. Let's look back at the first half of verse 1. Everyone who believes that Jesus is the Christ has been born of God. Jesus is the Christ. He is the anointed one. He is the Messiah the prophet spoke of, and he is the Savior that God promised to send to us. Next, John brings in the reality of Jesus being the Son of God. Look at verse 5. Who is it that overcomes the world except the one who believes that Jesus is the Son of God? Jesus is the Son of God. Jesus is wonderful counselor, mighty God, everlasting Father, and Prince of Peace. Jesus is the promised Son of God. And lastly, Jesus came in the flesh. Let's read verse 5 and the first half of verse 6. Who is it that overcomes the world except the one that believes that Jesus is the Son of God? This is he who came by water and blood, Jesus Christ. This is he. This is the one who came, Jesus Christ. Jesus came. Christ came. The Son of God came to this earth in the flesh. And then we spent the rest of that message looking at the testimony confirming these realities of Jesus. Today we're going to look at the faith involved. The title of the message today is The Reality of Faith. Let's begin in verse 13 and see what we're getting ourselves into. Look at it with me. I write these things to you who believe in the name of the Son of God, that you may know that you have eternal life. I write these things to you who believe in the name of the Son of God, that you may know that you have eternal life. What is it? What is it you could possibly desire more? What is it that you could possibly long to know more than to be sure, absolutely sure, that you will live with God forever? To be able to settle that in your mind and in your heart and in your soul once and for all. I will be with Christ and I will be with him forever. Is it possible to know? Is it possible to know that we have eternal life? Well, let's look at this. Back to verse 13. I write these things to you who believe. To you who believe. Believe in what? What is it we are believing in? Well, look at it. I write these things to you who believe in the name of the Son of God. This is where the rubber meets the road and our hearts are exposed. I write to you these things who believe in the name of the Son of God. What do you believe in? Where is your faith? To you who believe in the name of the Son of God. To you who believe in Jesus Christ, the Messiah, our Savior. To you who believe that Jesus is Lord of Lords and King of Kings. To you who believe Jesus is Emmanuel, God with us. God says, if you believe in my Son, these things I have written to you. If you do not believe, then this is not written to you. And you cannot know something you don't have. And also, if you believe, but your faith is not in God's Son and only him, then this also is not written to you. So how do I know if this is written to me? How do I know if the life and the light of Christ is in me? I want to know for sure. Is this your cry? Is this what you long to do, to know for sure that you will be with God forever? God, through John, says, I write these things to you who believe. Look at this verse 13 with me again. I write these things to you who believe in the name of the Son of God, that you may, what's the next word? Know that you have eternal life, and that you may know that you have eternal life. God wants us to know. So how do we know? Well, it's pretty simple. We look at the things he's written to us, right? I mean, John says, I have written to these things to you so that you may know. So the question then becomes, what are these things? Is it the entirety of the Bible? Perhaps. All of Scripture is there for us for this truth. But John says, I write these things to you. So does that mean all of the books of the Bible that John has written? That could be. Does it mean all of this letter, 1 John, Yeah, I think mostly it does. But I believe all of what John is writing builds up to this point here in the preceding words. And this is the essence, the truth, and the simplicity of our relationship with God. And it boils down to faith. John reveals the reality of our faith. These things are the reality of our faith, the truth of our faith. Let's look at reality. Let's look at the truth of God's word. There is a base reality. There is a base truth. And then there are three realities, three truths that follow from that base. We've already covered the base truth of belief. I write these things unto you that what? Believe in the name of the Son of God. That is our base truth. Just to be clear about this, let's look through the words of God. We'll quickly look at these verses and then we'll come back to them. Verse 1. Everyone who believes what? That Jesus is the Christ. Verse 5. Who is it that overcomes the world except the one who believes what? That Jesus is the Son of God. Verse 10. Whoever believes what? In the Son of God. Back to verse 13. I write these things to you who believe in the name of the Son of God. Our faith begins and ends in Christ. Don't add anything to it and don't subtract anything from it. We believe that Jesus is the only begotten Son of God. We believe that Jesus came to this earth in his flesh to save us from our sins. We believe that Jesus died on the cross and rose again and is seated at the right hand of the Father. And we believe Jesus is coming back for us and we will be with him forever. The truth base of our faith is that it is in Christ and Christ alone. Three realities then flow from that truth. Go back to verse 1 and we'll see the first truth about our faith in Christ. 1 John chapter 5 verse 1. Everyone who believes that Jesus is the Christ, there is our base truth, faith in Christ. And now we'll see the first reality. Everyone who believes that Jesus is the Christ has been born of God. Born of God. Born of the Spirit of God. When our faith is in Christ, we are born again. Keep your finger in 1 John and turn to the Gospel of John, chapter 1, the scripture reading that we read earlier. We're going to move around a little now. I want you to see the words with your own eyes. We are born of God. We're going to look at verses 12 and 13. John chapter 1. But to all who did receive him, who believed in his name, he gave the right to become the children of God, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. Those who believe in his name, he gave the right to become the sons of God. Turn to Ephesians chapter 1, verses 13 and 14. John says, I write these things to you that you may know. How does being born of God empower us to know we have eternal life? The answer is simple. Because those who believe in the name of Jesus by the will of God are born of God and are his children forever. Ephesians chapter 1, verses 13 through 14. This passage is speaking of Jesus. In him you also, when you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, and believed in him, were sealed with the promised Holy Spirit, who is the guarantee of our inheritance until we acquire possession of it, to the praise of his glory. Oh, brothers and sisters, this is a reality of faith in Christ. This is the essence of Christianity. This is what separates us from all the other religions in the world. This is why and how we have a relationship with the living God of the universe. We are adopted sons and daughters of God. We are sealed and guaranteed by the Holy Spirit indwelling us. This is the life and the light of Christ in us. I write these things to you who believe in the name of the Son of God, that you may know that you have eternal life. We are sealed. We have a guarantee. We have Christ. Flip back to 1 John. Do you know you have eternal life? Is the life and the light of Christ in you? Back to verse 1 in 1 John chapter 5. Everyone who believes that Jesus is the Christ has been born of God. So the first reality of faith in Christ is we are born of God. For the second one, we're going to look at verse 4. For everyone who has been born of God. Quick quiz. What was the first reality of faith in Christ? We were born of God. For everyone that has been born of God overcomes the world. And this is the victory that has overcome the world, our faith. Victory. Everyone born of God has victory. Everyone born of God overcomes the world. The last two messages in 1 John, I expounded on this verse. I'm not going to do it again. But this is an amazing reality. If you want a verse to meditate on, go and meditate and pray over this verse. Let's read verse 5 now, as John brings us right back to our base, faith in Christ and Him alone. Verse 5, who is it that overcomes the world? Except the one who believes that Jesus is the Son of God. Brothers and sisters, those of us who believe in the name of Jesus overcome the world. John says, I write these things to you that you may know. How does us knowing we overcome the world empower us to know that we have eternal life? Well, doesn't this verse just say it on its own? Everyone born of God overcomes the world. Everyone born of God overcomes the world. What don't we get about this? Is this too simple for us? Everyone born of God overcomes the world. Listen, if you believe in the name of the Son of God, this is God telling you, you are my child and you will overcome the world. What's not to believe? Do you want more? Do we need more? Well, let's look at more. Here's but a small sampling of some more. Keep your fingers in 1 John and turn to the Gospel of John chapter 16. Verse 29, everyone born of God overcomes the world. Gospel of John chapter 16, starting in verse 29, this is the word of God. His disciples said, ah, now you are speaking plainly and are not using figurative speech. Now we know that you know all things and do not need anyone to question you. This is why we believe that you came from God. Jesus answered them, do you now believe? Behold, the hour is coming. Indeed, it has come when you will be scattered, each to his own home, and will leave me alone. Yet I am not alone, for the Father is with me. I have said these things to you, that in me you may have peace. In the world, you will have tribulation, But take heart, I have overcome the world. Jesus says, take heart, I have overcome the world. Flip back to 1 John, but look at chapter 4 this time. Jesus has overcome the world. 1 John chapter 4, verses 1 through 4. This is the word of God. Beloved, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits to see whether they are from God. For many false prophets have gone out into the world. By this you know the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesses that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is from God. And every spirit that does not confess Jesus is from God. This is the spirit of the Antichrist, which you heard was coming and is now already in the world. Little children, you are from God and have overcome them. For he who is in you is greater than he who is in the world. This is simple. The depth that supports this truth is unreachable. The depth of this truth is intense and profound, but it is a simple truth. We know we have eternal life because we overcome the world. When we are born of God, when we are children of the Creator of the universe, we overcome the world. When he who overcame is in us, when the Lord of Lords and the King of Kings is in us, when Christ is in us, we overcome the world. Nothing can stop us because nothing could stop him. It's that simple. I write these things to you who believe in the name of the Son of God, that you may know that you have eternal life. Do you know you have eternal life? Is the life and the light of Christ in you? What was the first reality of faith in Christ? We are born of God. We are Holy Spirit sealed and guaranteed adopted children of God. The second one, we overcome the world. We overcome the world because Christ is in us, the hope of glory. Back to our passage in 1 John 5. Let's read a few verses and then we'll come to reality number 3. 1 John chapter 5, starting in verse 5. Who is it that overcomes the world except the one who believes that Jesus is the Son of God? This is he who came by water and blood, Jesus Christ. Not by water only, but by the water and the blood. And the Spirit is the one who testifies, because the Spirit is truth. For there are three that testify, the Spirit and the water and the blood, and these three agree. If we receive the testimony of men, the testimony of God is greater. For this is the testimony of God that he has borne concerning his Son. Let's pause here. There's a whole lot of testifying going on here. In our last message in October, we looked at that testimony. And the important truth for our message today is in verse 10. Watch now as we see the third reality, truth of faith in Christ. Verse 10. This starts with our base truth again. Whoever believes in the Son of God has the testimony in himself. We are born of God. We have the testimony of God in us. Are we getting that? Are you getting that? Whoever believes in the name of the Son of God has the testimony of God in themselves. I write these things to you who believe in the name of the Son of God that you may know you have eternal life. John says, I write these things that you may know. How does God's testimony in us empower us to know that we have eternal life. Faith reality number one was we are born of God. We have the Holy Spirit of truth in us. Truth is in us. That is how we know truth, because it is in us. The Spirit of truth is in us. There are a couple of ways we could have gone here, but I'm going to keep it simple. The truth is, if we believe in the name of the Son of God, we have the testimony of God in us. Let's look at this testimony. It's twofold. It is general, and then it is specific. Look back at verse 9. If we receive the testimony of men, the testimony of God is greater. For this is the testimony of God that he has borne concerning his Son. For this is the testimony of God. The "for this" is all that we looked at in our last message, all of that we read up to this point. God testifies through the Holy Spirit of truth that Jesus is the Christ, that Jesus is the Son of God, and that Jesus came in the flesh. But there is more. There is a very specific testimony in us, and it is the key to us knowing that we have eternal life. Watch now. This is right in front of us. It is the Word of God. God, I just pray you speak to us through your Word. God says, if you believe in the name of my Son, you have my testimony in you. Verse 11. And this is the testimony that God gave us eternal life, and this life is in his Son. How do we know? Because God says he has given us eternal life, and that life is in his Son, and God is in us, and this truth is in us. We know because it is true. We know because it is the Word of God. God is in us, telling us it is true. In the very depths of our soul, God tells us this is true. We have the gift of eternal life, and this life is in Jesus. And we know that to be true because Christ is in us and he is telling us. We know this to be true because Christ is in us and he is confirming this to us. This is the life and the light of Christ in us. Do you have the life and the light of Christ in you? I write these things to you who believe in the name of the Son of God, that you may know that you have eternal life. I've prayed for God to give everyone here something to take with them today. First, for you believers in the name of the Son of God, my dear, dear brothers and sisters in Christ, who I love deeply, I long for you to know this. John wrote these things for us to know that we will be with our Father forever. If you already know and believe in the security that you have in Christ, praise God. Then may this message add to the amazing peace that comes with this faith. Know that with your faith firmly planted in Christ, you are born of God. With your faith family firmly planted in Christ, you are overcoming the world. Faith in Christ plants his testimony deep within us. Nothing can ever, ever change that truth. For my dear brothers and sisters who don't know they have eternal security in Christ, John wrote these things for you. Listen, by the grace of God, I know I have Christ. I know I am eternally secure. I know that nothing can ever change that. My faith is in Christ, and I am born of God, and I am overcoming the world, and I testify these things to you. But the question is not whether you believe me or not. The question is, do you believe God? Do you believe the testimony of the living God of the universe? Do you believe you have this testimony in yourselves? God says to you, I love you deeply. And you are my child. And you are overcoming the world. And my testimony is in you. Believe my testimony. I write these things to you who believe in the name of the Son of God, that you may know that you have eternal life. One more and we're done. This is to you who aren't believers or aren't quite sure. All of this, all of the gospel is really black or white. It is life or death. It is darkness or light. You either believe or you don't. There is no in between. Is the life and the light of Christ in you? Are you born of God? Is the Holy Spirit in you? Are you a child of God? Are you overcoming the world? Now, pace varies there. But are you in overcoming the world mode? Do you have the testimony of God within you? If your answer is no, then none of these, verse 13 is not for you. Neither is page 13. Oh. And I mean for that to happen at all, because this is eternal truth and destiny. Cannot know something you do not have. Let's look back at our passage one more time, and I want you to see the warning of God here. 1 John chapter 5, starting in verse 10. Whoever believes in the Son of God has the testimony in himself. Whoever does not believe God has made him a liar, because he has not believed in the testimony that God has borne concerning his Son. And this is the testimony, that God gave us eternal life, and this life is in his Son. Do you not believe the Spirit of truth? Are you making a liar out of God? Verse 12. Whoever has the Son has life. Whoever does not have the Son of God does not have life. You do not have life. You are dead in your sin. If this is you, I implore you to believe the testimony of your God. In Gospel of John chapter 3, verse 16, the word tells us this. For God so loved the world that he gave us his only Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. If you are dead in your sin, then here is the gift of God for you. This is the good news. This is the good news of your God. Believe in the Lord Jesus and be saved. Stop believing in being a good person. Stop believing in good works. Stop believing in going to church and baptism and youth camp. And stop believing that you've done something too wicked that the blood of Christ can't cover. Believe in the testimony of God. Believe in the testimony he has borne concerning his Son, and live with him forever. Let's pray together. Father, I pray that your word now comes alive to us. Father, this is an amazing, amazing reality that you are our God and that you sent your Son to die for us, your creation. God in heaven comes to earth to die for us. But it's true. You did. And Father, you did this that we may live with you forever as your children. Father, I pray that that simple truth, as profound and unbelievable as it is, that that simple truth would sink deeply into us in the power of your word and your Holy Spirit, I pray. In Jesus' name, amen.